Hey, this is Roberto. You're back with another podcast with my Steambox homies from Highlander. Steambox homies from Highlander, unmute your microphones and say what's up.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Number one, 6 weeks in a row to our worldwide audience. Mwah. And Jada's blowing you kisses, which is great. So here's the question, because Jada always forgets a question, and when she remembers, it's always about food, because Jada is just always thinking about food. So the question for all of you in this room right now, and I'm starting with Argelis. The question for you is, what is the riskiest food you've ever had? The reason I ask this, we're talking about how a leadership journey went to Kenya, Steambox went to Japan. When I went to Japan, I brought a group of students, and one of them had only ever eaten basically chicken. Chicken and pizza was all this student has ever eaten in their life, and they were horrified at trying something new. So it was really difficult to try to feed this student and not have him starve, because the food in Japan was very different from our food. So my question to you, starting with Argelis, what's the thing that you've eaten that is the most wild, the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, the most out there thing that you've ever eaten, the most special thing that you've ever eaten?
I don't know. I'm not weird. I don't eat octopus or any of that stuff.
Yo, you're calling a whole country weird.
I mean, it's weird to us because we weren't like raised that way.
That's fair. It's weird to you. All right. So out of everything that you've eaten, what is the weirdest? What's you pushing your boundaries? Are you like this student who you've only eat, you know, rice, beans, and chicken?
Not really, but I don't know. I feel like you don't see that much people eating out of the ordinary stuff like every day.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever had on your pizza?
I don't know.
Yo, are you basic? Argelis, are you my homie?
I don't try to be, but it's kind of like, yeah. Because when you see them eat stuff that's not normal to us, you think that we're like out of the ordinary, but I don't know.
So I have to ask, right? We talk about how, hey, when we start traveling again, when the world is back to normal, this group wants to go back to Japan. Steambox went to Japan. This group wants to go. Argelis, are you going to be willing to try Tokioki? Octopus balls.
Sure.
All right. And again, for Jada, I don't mean the balls of an octopus. I mean octopus rolled into fried balls.
Can you not eat the balls of an octopus?
I don't know if that's a specialty. Maybe they have octopus testicle that you can eat. Elijah, I
probably really small. I mean, octopus.
They have like three hearts. Why would they not have like six balls?
I will. Elijah, I'm going to look this up for you. Elijah always has a fantasy ready to go. Elijah, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Because I drove here from Oregon when I moved here, I stopped in like every state. So I've been to most of them, except for like Hawaii and Alaska and that stuff. But when I was in like, I think it was Nevada or Idaho, I found this little corner store and they sold candy with crickets in it.
What? And you ate it?
Yeah, I ate it. And then they had one with maggots and mealworms and I ate them all.
Yo, and this isn't like the Harry Potter candy that like tastes like farts and stuff. This is like real.
That's vitamin C.
It's like they're like suckers, but they have bugs in the middle.
Did any of them surprise you in a good way?
They were all good. And as soon as you got to the middle, instead of chocolate, you got a mouthful of insects.
Maggots? You got a mouthful of maggots.
That was the only part I didn't like.
Cam, help me out here. It's going to be tough to beat maggots. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
The weirdest thing I've ever eaten is, I don't know, I went to Jamaica, and it was like, it was completely different. Like, because I went to a resort, you went to have breakfast, it was like a buffet. They served like goat meat and stuff for breakfast, but I've had some outlandish fruit, and it was like, it looked weird. It looked like a star fruit or whatever, but it looked like a dragon fruit. It was weird. And it was like really sour and bitter.
And it was sour. Kim, yeah. Can you help us out? We had a little controversy earlier today. We were discussing Africa, and one of our stars of this show, who we're not going to name, one of our stars thought that Jamaica was in or near Africa. Can you clarify where Jamaica is?
Yano!
Swear, bro. Stop.
Jamaica's in Jamaica.
What'd you say?
I said Jamaica's in Jamaica.
What's it near?
Jamaica.
Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to think you don't know where Jamaica is either.
I don't know. I just went there, and I enjoyed and had a fun time.
All right. Sebdio, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Sebdio? Are you adventurous with food?
Yeah. But okay. The weirdest thing I have eaten has to be octopus.
Did you like it?
No.
I think when I think of Sabdiel, I think of you being naturally curious. So yeah, I could see you trying a whole bunch of different things. What's your second weirdest?
My second weirdest? It has to be this like Spanish dish. It's like full of meat and platanos. And it has like a fish in the middle. It's like a mofongo, but instead of like cheese and meat in the middle, it's like fish.
Yeah, I don't mess with fish a lot. Love the octopus though, and I'll mess with some sushi. Jada, you have two. Jada, what are the two weirdest things that you've eaten?
See, I'm not gonna expose myself with one of them because that one I was dumb for it. But I was at a buffet, right? Casually being me, I go to grab lo mein. All right. I'm never going to look at lo mein the same ever again.
Oh, you have a lo mein story?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
So I was eating my lo mein, you know, because I haven't ate it in a grip. And then tell me why I feel something bite my tongue, and it was a freaking crab hand. I was like, are you kidding me? It pinched me.
Yanhel, can I ask you a question?
It was, no, I'm not done with my story.
Yanhel, do him.
My story. Anyways, when it pinched my tongue, I was like, shut up. I was like, oh my God. And I looked at my mom with my tongue like, eh. And she was like, is that a crab hand? I was like, yes. And it was so weird.
Yo, was the crab hand attached to the crab or was it? Okay.
And then the other one, I just licked the rock because I was thirsty.
Yes, Elijah from Oregon is telling us from the Latino Caribbean, where Jamaica's from, which is near the Latino Caribbean. So yes, shame on y'all. A for the day for Elijah. Well done, Elijah. Yeah. All right, so one of them is a weird crab that attacked your face, Potato. What is your second weirdest food that you've eaten?
Okay. My second one, oh my God. Okay, I was walking home, and mind you, I was in elementary at this time. And I was so thirsty.
Yo, why are you eating while you're walking home from elementary school?
Listen.
I don't like where this story's going.
I was eating, and I was thirsty. Mind you, I was eating crackers, because I didn't eat all day. And I remember from
the show. She's always eating.
Listen, I remember from the show, Sam and Cat. Okay, that if you lick a bottom of a rock, you get water. So I did that, and I got piles of dirt in my tongue and full of crackers. I'm just an odd child. Leave me alone.
Sam,
didn't
that same show make knockoff soda in a secret bunker behind a safe?
Yeah.
They also put butter in a sock and attacked people with it. And I wouldn't advise you to do that.
It's actually a good weapon.
That's an expired canned fruit at one point because they were trapped. And they were obsessed with chicken patties.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue the salmon cat conversation. We're going to continue the iCarly conversation in just a moment because I have a question about that. But I got to hear from some others. Calvin, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
An octopus.
Man. You've eaten octopus. Did you like it?
No.
You didn't? Y'all don't like octopus. I
love calamari.
You like calamari. I wonder if y'all are going to try octopus with me in Japan. Billy, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
An alligator.
You've eaten alligator? Now, was this an alligator in the wild that you were just like hungry, like potato, and you just saw a rock and decided to lick it?
No. I was, I don't remember where I was, but I wasn't in Rhode Island. And we were at a restaurant and my mom ordered it and she made me try it and I didn't like it.
Was it rubbery? Why does it seem to me like the texture would be rubbery?
It was fried and I don't know. It looked like chicken. It wasn't rubbery. I thought it was going to be rubbery too.
You know what we should do? If we go to Japan, we need to get this all on live. We need to get the weirdest type of food ever. Like that we never tried and tried for the first time. I want to see y'all reaction.
They have these. We did one podcast where we had all an assortment of Kit Kats and I would blindfold all of you and you can reach in and take whatever Kit Kat you want, but that's the Kit Kat that you get. So when you eat it on the podcast, it would be up to you to decide to tell us what flavor it is to see if you got it right. And that was a lot of fun because the person who hates spicy got the wasabi? Got the wasabi one. And that was so enjoyable. That made my whole life just watching this one little tiny girl cry because she had wasabi in her mouth. The other thing that we did, was when we went to karaoke, they have these cream puffs and it's like a fried cream puff on the outside and on the inside, it's this delicious cream, right? They have like a roulette one where with roulette, there's one bad luck one, right? They're all good, but there's one bad luck one. One of those. So imagine if you're about to eat something sweet, you know, it's sweet, you know, it's delicious, but instead you get the one that's filled with wasabi. And that was a thing we did too. I have that on video somewhere too, which is fun. One of the students got a wasabi cream puff and they went with it. They were a champ, which is impressive. Yanhel, what's the weirdest thing you ever ate?
So when I was 7, I went to the park. I ripped some grass off of the dirt and I ate it.
I thought I was weird. Oh God.
Yo, Yanhel, I hate to tell you I did that. How old did you say you were?
I was like 7.
So I'm about the same age and I'm in Washington Park, right? On Fisk Street in Washington Park, Providence. And I'm climbing a tree. Now y'all ever see like a broken branch and the inside of a branch looks like chicken? It looks like white meat chicken. I thought maybe
it was not chicken though. There's no way you seriously thought that. That's a
No. I didn't know it was a tree branch. I knew it wasn't chicken. But it looked so similar to chicken that my stupid scientist ass brain decided that I had to find out. And the only way to find out is to give it a chew. And it was gross. It was horrible. Yep. I've tried a lot of stuff. I think the weirdest for me was I went with my family to Iceland. And in Iceland, they use a lot. They have their own flavored Doritos. One of them is called Cool American. What's the blue bag here? Of Doritos.
Cool Ranch.
Is it Cool Ranch? The blue one?
Yeah. Cool Ranch.
Anyway, it's the same one, but instead of calling it Cool Ranch, they called it Cool American. Cool American Doritos, right? Everything that they have over there, they use goat cheese, goat milk, goat, all that stuff. And it's way more sour. I hate it. They have a drink over there called... snot or some I forgot what it was called. It was something that just seems gross and wrong in the first place. So we ordered Domino's one night, right? Like I like going out to the local restaurants and stuff, but one night it was super late. We got in late. I wanted to feed my son, so we ordered Domino's, and their pizza had goat cheese on it, and it's not good for me. It was gross. I did not like it. Some of y'all might like it. I did not like it. It was sour. Imagine sour pizza. It's just not. Mm-mm. Somebody in the chat is talking about Lady Gaga Oreos. Does anybody else have anything else that they wanted to add before shifting over to iCarly?
I ate, what was it called? Green tea Kit Kats from Thailand. Or no, Vietnam. From Vietnam, and they were delicious.
Dope.
I've had expired milk.
That's just called, yeah.
Did you enjoy?
Don't we all just drink that on the regular? I do that all the time. I love expired milk.
Because you're an odd one.
You're one to talk, Pato.
Yo, Cam.
Camera.
Cam, tell me this. So, expired milk is just cheese in the chat. Cam, tell me this. I grew up so poor. I don't know if anybody else has ever experienced this, but I grew up so poor that I had to invent meals, right? Like, I would take, like, the one piece of bread that's left and put, like, cheese on it and, like, some, you know, some pasta sauce or something and call it pizza. And that was, like,
I do that all the time. And Mister, I'm not poor, but I just like do it all the time.
Hold on, Cam is telling me about his experience. Hold up, Jada, I'm gonna come to you in a second. Cam, did you ever make what did you ever make?
I made like I feel like a Chef Ramsay, but a ghetto one, you know what I mean?
You like, are a ghetto Chef Ramsay?
Yes.
Okay.
So like I got a piece of bread once. Got some ramen. And I seen we had like leftover steak or something. I made my own Chinese food.
Wild. Wild.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the bread? I don't understand.
I made crumbs.
Okay.
It was like bread crumbs and then like I don't know. I fried the noodles, but it didn't really fry. It was good, but it was questionable. It was like wow. Okay, what the hell are you doing?
My 15-year-old son is a chef in the making, and I am just getting super fat during the quarantine, eating food all the time. Jada, what did you want to add?
Okay. So, okay.
You got 5 seconds.
Okay. So, this is what you do if you want to have some good milk, okay? What you do, you boil some water. You get some cold milk. You put some ice in the
That's
cold
too much
milk.
Work. I'm going to the store. It's too much.
We don't care. Okay, so this is what you do, because I did this all the time. You boil water. Once it's done, you put it inside the milk, and then you put some ice in the milk, and you have boiled ice milk.
I hate everything you just said.
Why would you ever drink
it? It's good. Trust me, I drink it.
Why would you ever drink that?
Listen, because I saw this TikTok where this girl, she was making chicken, and it was whiter than ever, and it was unseasoned, and it just made me think of milk.
Yo, I hate that y'all don't know where Jamaica is, but you're learning how to make milk on TikTok.
No, I didn't learn how to make milk off of TikTok. I did that with my own mind.
Question. Is anybody here not looking? Does anybody have objections to them making a new iCarly? There's an iCarly remake coming. I think it's on Netflix, they're filming it now. Do any of you not want it?
Me.
Who's that? Moondocks is coming out.
I'd rather keep my OG. Moondocks
is coming back.
What do you mean? No, this is gonna be good. Isn't it like a
Wait, Boondocks coming back?
No, what is that?
They're coming out with one on Netflix.
Hold on. All right, so Boondocks is coming back. Let's hear more about iCarly. Elijah, tell me more.
I heard it was a what's it called when the cast gets together after many years?
Reunion?
Yes. Kind of like what Big Time Rush did like last year, which if you didn't watch, you're missing out. Yeah, but Jeanette McCurdy's not gonna be in it, so
does that affect how you feel about it?
No, I don't like Jeanette McCurdy.
Okay. So they could do it. They could do it. Do you think adult Gibby should be running around with his shirt off?
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of weirder when little kid Gibby was running around with his shirt off.
Wait, but who's not?
No, that was the best part of the show.
Was Gibby taking
off? I thought it was hilarious and it was funny.
That one Anyways, who's not coming back?
Sam is not Sam quit. I thought the best part of the show was the big brother.
Spencer.
I really liked Carly, but now the like going back and watching it now, I kind of don't like her. I think she's a brat. And Spencer has become my favorite part of the show, I think. I think Spencer is really funny.
He's the only reason why I actually watched it, because he made those crazy little tacos. I love them.
I didn't like Fred. I didn't like Fred's mom. I did like the whole Jamba Juice place that they used to eat at. I thought that was cool. the mom was Megan? Is that what you're saying, Sebdio?
No, no. iCarly used to play Megan and Drake and Josh.
Yes.
Which.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. She's a pop star, too. She's making music now, so I don't know. We're about to end this podcast. Does anybody else have anything they want to add?
Me.
You suck.
Golf is coming good, guys.
Yeah.
Bring back Jeanette McCarty.
So this is another scene. Elijah, what?
That one episode with the psychopath and the chicken where they kidnap them.
Oh, my God. The chicken.
Lock them in the basement?
Best fight scenes of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was... It's a weird, looking back on it, it's a weird show. They had a lot of questionable stuff. And they were real mean to the dude with the big mole on his face.
Because he was mean.
Yeah, he was kind of, yeah, he was a jerk. So this is another Steambox podcast with the Highlander crew. We've got Brandon from Leadership Journey telling us about his trip to Kenya on this Wednesday. Potato is now going to sing us out with the iCarly theme song. I know, you see.
I don't know the rest of the word because you are beautiful.
None of the words.
Jada, that was perfect.
Thank you.